Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So tomorrow is the vote in the New York City Council on whether to override Mayor Adams' veto of the insane Let's Bust the Chops of All the Cops bill. Very quickly, the far left element in New York City on the city council hates the police. A lot of it's personal. They grew up, the police rousted them, whatever it may be. Okay? They hate them. And so they want to strip them of most power, leaving poor people in particular defenseless against the criminal element. That's how crazy this is. But the hatred that many of these city council people have for the cops overrides any public safety concern. Adams, to his credit, understands that, has vetoed this bill, which would force the police to go to the precinct and write down every single encounter they have with a civilian, which would take them off the street for most of their tour. So any sane person knows that this would put all of us in danger, right? Am I right? But the New York City Council doesn't care about that. Destroying the NYPD is much more important to them. In the long run, they want to rebuild a police agency that really doesn't have much power. That's what they want. So, in a logical world, Adams' veto would stand, and it still might. I think he might survive this because it's so insane. But there was a city, there is a city that didn't, and that is San Francisco. San Francisco destroyed its own police department and justice system. And now more than 150 businesses have moved out of San Francisco, which is a much smaller city than New York. They're fleeing because of the rampant shoplifting, mugging, drug dealing. Everybody's leaving. The city is destroyed. That will happen to New York City. Exactly. Will happen, take maybe 3 or 4 years, if the city council manages to destroy the New York City Police Department. New York, Manhattan will go the way of San Francisco. It is exactly the same thing. We're seeing it now, with all of these drug addicts running wild all over the place, no public safety in the subways. The police are beleaguered now and take them off the street more so they fill out forms so you can keep them hunkered down inside the precinct house. Nobody would do that. And finally, are these city council people evil? Now, that's an interesting question philosophically. They certainly don't care about you or me or the people they represent, because there'll be more crime, far more crime. But people believe what they want to believe. Many, many people, it doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter that San Francisco is going down the drain. It doesn't matter that there's a lack of civility on the streets of New York. It doesn't matter. They believe that they are noble, taking apart the New York City Police Department. And there is nothing you can say to them that will change their minds. Now, again, I think a few will change their votes and support Adams, and the veto will stand tomorrow. I'm praying that happens because people are going to die if it doesn't. But if you think that most of these hardcore radical leftists that are on the New York City Council are going to change, they're not, no matter what happens.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.